This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu received the Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradasanayake at Rashtrapati Bhavan and also hosted a banquet in his honour. Welcoming President Dasanayake and his delegation to Rashtrapati Bhavan, the President congratulated him for his victory in the recent presidential and parliamentary elections in Sri Lanka. On the occasion, President Murmu said that Sri Lanka is an important part of India's neighbourhood-first policy and Sagar vision. The President added that, as a close and trusted partner, India would continue to support the Sri Lankan government's efforts for the sustainable economic development of Sri Lanka. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 5-day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Telangana from today. During her visit, President Murmu will attend the convocation ceremony of AIIMS Mangalagiri, Andhra Pradesh, and also lay the foundation of various initiatives at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Secunderabad. The President will also present the President's colours to the College of Defence Management, Secunderabad. The President will also host a home reception at Rashtrapati Nilayam for the dignitaries of the state, leading citizens and academicians. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. The two bills have been listed in the business of the house. Recently, the government has accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of one nation, one election in the country. The committee, under the chairmanship of former President Ram Nath Kovind, held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. Once the legislation will become act, it will be implemented in two phases. In the first phase, Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local body elections like panchayats to be conducted within 100 days of general elections. Meanwhile, BJP has issued a 3-line whip to all its members of Lok Sabha to present in the lower house today. National Security Advisor and India's Special Representative SR on the India-China boundary question, Ajit Doval, will hold the 23rd meeting of the SRs in the Beijing on Wednesday with his Chinese counterpart and member of the Political Bureau of the Communist Party of China, Central Committee, and Minister of Foreign Affairs of China, Wang Yi. Ministry of External Affairs said, as agreed during the meeting of the two leaders in Kazan on 23rd October this year, the two special representatives will discuss the management of peace and tranquility in the border areas and explore a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable solution to the boundary question. The Union Government launched the Credit Guarantee Scheme for ENWR-based pledge financing yesterday. Under the scheme, farmers will now be able to get a loan through their produce. After submitting their produce to warehouses registered with the Warehousing Development and Regulatory Authority, WDRA, they will be issued an electronic negotiable warehouse receipt, ENWR. This receipt can be used as a guarantee against default to obtain low-interest loans from banks and other lending institutions. Farmers, farmers producer organizations, farm cooperatives and MSMEs will be eligible under the scheme. Launching the scheme in New Delhi, Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi said that this is another pivotal initiative by the government to bring farmers in the institutional network of banking and finance. In Assam, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, arrested a key operator of the banned terrorist outfit, United Liberation Front of Assam, ULFA Independence, with planting IEDs in Guwahati during the Independence Day celebrations this year. NIA teams with the active support of Assam police carried out searches at the house of Jahanu Barua in Dibrugarh yesterday morning. Several incriminating materials, including digital devices, were seized during a search of his house and are currently under examination. He was summoned to local police establishment for further examination. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Indian junior women's hockey team for winning the Asia Cup title. In a social media post, Mr. Modi praised the team's immense grit and determination and wished them for their future endeavours. He also added that this success shows the increasing passion of youth towards hockey. And that is the end of this news bulletin.